Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I saw him drown.
Strongheart is here.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Indigenous Voices of People. I'm your guest host, Jabril, with Amin, and our star host, Chinupa Gluha Money. This is Indigenous Radio, where you can express your feelings, your understanding, your knowledge, share what's going on with the rest of the world on your reservation, in your neighborhood, in your county, your city, your state, all across Turtle Island, which the people call United States of America. We always start our show off in prayer, and we try to end with a song in the indigenous way. So we open with Al-Fatiha, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim, as-sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, wa ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa ad-dallin, Ameen. All praise to the Creator, Lord of the world, owner of the day of judgment, the master of the day of judgment. Thee do we, alone do we worship, thee alone do we ask for help. Show us the straight way, the way of those who earn thy favor, and not the way of those who earn thy wrath, nor of those who go astray. We ask the Creator accept us. We ask that the Creator, Most High, give us the blessings of life, in this life and in the afterlife. We pray to have a clean heart, have clean intentions, have honest, truthful words, and honest, truthful dealings. Truth and honesty is the narrow road, and we ask the great Creator to give us the strength to walk the straight road in the upright position which he made us, with a clean heart, with honesty, with truth and justice. So we open up our show tonight. Amin is going to open up and get some topics and discussions going, and then we'll join in, we'll take some callers and let the callers give their understanding of the topics or start new topics. Like I say, this is your show, folks. The show is being listened to all over the country. Indigenous Voices of People, Blog Talk Radio Show. And we give honor to Leona Brando, who donated this show to the indigenous people. Wupila Tonka, Shukran, Jazakallah Khair, Alhamdulillah.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. You know, peace and greetings to all listeners and all who on the radio call called in. We like I say, this is your show. The show is on as good as those who participate in the show. And like I keep saying, this show is a very unique show because it gives you the opportunity to express your voice, your views, and your concerns throughout the nation, your city, your town, your state, your reservation, where you may be. So it's a great privilege and a great honor to have this show for us, the indigenous people. That's why we call them Indigenous Voice, you know, people, because, you know, this give you time, this give you the opportunity to voice your opinion while speaking. So the topic is going to be, what is a nation? And what is an independent nation, and what is a dependent nation? So an independent nation is one who governs itself, who's autonomous. Autonomous is self-government, and no one tells them what to do. They're governed by the people, for the people, and their concern is to do justice and to be right by the people. So when you have an independent nation, you govern with a conscience. You govern with righteousness and concern about his people. And you're not depending on other nations to tell you what to do, or what to do and how to do it. Then we go back and step forward on a dependent nation. A dependent nation is one who rely on the government to give them this, to give them that, to give them this. And not only the government, in other words, like a welfare company. It's a welfare nation. And with that, the government tells you what to do, how to do it, where to do it. You know, you have really no say-so on what to do. If you do have a say-so, it's a very limited say-so. So my question is, do you want to be a dependent nation or you want to be an independent nation? So I call this call as area code 619-0446. So give us a call. What do you think about this topic?
Actually, this is a really heavy topic, as you're asking for. Really heavy, especially right now that we are live, you know, all over the world. This is actually a really difficult question. You're saying that we are a nation, right?
What'd you say?
You want us to be a nation, right?
Yeah. Now, I'm just trying to say which the type of nation you want to be, dependent or independent.
I don't want to have the government control me. I'm going to say exactly which government I don't want controlling me. I don't want the Zionists controlling me, which is what is right now controlling Turtle Island, a.k.a. America, and what it's doing, you know what I mean, and other places. That's what I don't want. Where corporations dictate elections, which dictate law enforcement, which dictate every social and media, and dictate everything that we see and hear, like the news. What do you think? Let's go give and take, you and I, on this.
You know, I said, once the governor got his hands in your pocket, you know, he can take anything what he wants out of you. You know, it's the thing about it's not to try to help, try the governor get in your pocket and any of your affairs. And we know that how they get in your affairs, because once they got control over you, they tell you what to do. So that's you know, they feel dependent on them. But once you're not dependent on them, they can't really tell you what to do. They don't have their hands in your pocket. You know, it's not about, you know, we believe that we don't let the people tell us what to do. We tell them what to do. And that's what the government, and that's what the people supposed to be, telling the government what to do. You must understand the difference between a democracy and a republic. A republic is for the people, democracy is for the government. So they switched they flipped everything around. This country was founded on the republic, not a democracy. If you understand, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States and the republic, for which it stands, not a pledge allegiance to the democracy. So they flipped the switch. They flipped everything on you.
Exactly. Just want to say something quickly. Listeners around the world, the phone number is 657-383-1630. Come on, people. Call in. Call in. Voice your opinion. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, next caller is 505-0162, you got the mic.
Yeah, so you're out there here.
Okay, you're out there.
Hey. Yeah, you know, we're talking about independent nation and nation and everything. You know, tribes consider themselves independent nations. And but they're not independent. they're still dependent. But if you're an independent nation state, that's another thing. If you consider yourself an independent nation state, then you're a country by yourself. And I just wanted to make that distinction because, you know, the tribes call themselves a nation. They call themselves an independent nation. And they basically are, you know, they're independent all by themselves, but they aren't an independent nation state because they aren't a country. They're just a dependent nation, call themselves independent.
Thank you for that clarification. We appreciate it. And you know, like I said, we keep telling people that everyone has rights, you know. But the thing is that we want to assert your rights, because if you don't assert your rights, you have no rights, you know. So how you assert your rights? By standing up for your rights.
Exactly.
So if you don't stand up for them, you know, they're not gonna give it to you. You know, everybody's always talking about the Declaration. We're not party to the Declaration of Independence. That's their document. You know, that's not our document. That's theirs. You know, everybody always tell me we have rights under the Declaration. No, you don't have rights. It might enforce your rights, but you don't have, you know, they don't have to honor nothing, because we are not party to the Declaration. Our ancestors, you know, had a whole different set of rules what they have, you know. But we know all the treaties they made, they broke every treaty in the book, because look, they're not honorable people. They're dishonorable. They lie, they steal, they cheat, and everything else, you know. And there are very, very few people you can ever trust of them, because I don't know. Maybe it's when they make up in their genes, they just don't know how to do right. You know, they're corrupt, and they just corrupted people. No matter how much they're trying to do right, it's just somewhere they just can't do right. I mean, that's just my take, you know. Yeah, but if you look at the system now, this is a very corrupted system. They're not there to help you. You know, they get there to get as much as they can from you. So, anybody else want to talk about this or say anything you don't talk about? Come on, people, this is your show, and we encourage everybody, come on. You know, we are the mindset there's no such thing as a dumb question or a dumb answer. You know, the answer or question you might want to ask somebody might be the same thing as somebody else's mind. But they're scared to, you know, want to say it. So you might give them the opportunity to state a question that might be on their mind and have some kind of clarification of what's happening. So let's come on the show and let's talk about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. Where's all the people at?
It's probably, you know, there's a bunch of people probably listen and don't want to tune in, but that's not a, you know, like that's not a good thing. Y'all wanted this radio station back, and we, like I say, me, Chanuka, and Jabril, you know, we decided, you know, to take the radio station back, and you know, we feel it was very important. It's an honor for us to, you know, be on this radio station and host it. But you gotta understand this: we have things to do too. You know, we're not just twiddling our thumbs and singing songs. We have a lot of stuff to do too. You know, but
I know,
how important this radio station is, and we take an opportunity to give this radio station to y'all so you can voice your opinion.
Okay, I'm gonna say something. You know, I was talking about this on my before on my show. Yeah, I mean, on my show, you have to understand, you know, I have a lot of young who's on my show, okay? And the thing is, I don't sugarcoat anything. I'll tell you straight to your face, you know what I mean? And the topic that I was talking about today was about love. You know what I mean? Love each other, love one people, you know what I mean? Be together, okay? And I'm one of the main bloggers, you know what I mean, in 2011 that orchestrated with a lot of other bloggers in the Middle East when there was inequality happening in Tunis and happening all over the Middle East. So a bunch of colleagues and I, you know, we came together and they go, what are you going to do? What are you going to change in the system? This, you know, system, we could say capitalism. You could blame it on anything they want, okay? So the thing is, I was talking to a brother, you know what I mean, from Tunis. And I talked from another brother from Egypt. And he goes, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to go in person. And he goes, what do you mean you're going to go in person? I said, I'm going to quietly take a flight to Tunis, and I'm going to be part of the Arab Spring. And he goes, hey, brother, that's crazy. And I said, the only way to change a system, change something that you want all indigenous people, all black people, you know, brown people, you have to do it within the, you know, within the circle. I can't do it just alone, you know what I mean? We can't just do it alone, just talking on a, you know, microphone and have cameras, you know what I mean? And actually, somebody has to do it in person, like Kanupa, you know what I mean? He has a problem, he takes it to the streets. I have a problem, we take it to the streets, you know what I mean? And this is what happened, you know what I mean, in 2011. There was a, you heard about the story about the poor man, he's selling oranges, the cop comes, steals his oranges. You know what I mean? That's the first time. Second time, he comes with oranges, cop dumps the oranges. Then after the cop, you know what I mean, you know, kept on harassing this poor guy, tell this guy he lost it, you know what I mean? He lost his mind. What did he do? He set himself on fire. I'm not intentionally telling everybody to set yourselves on fire. What I'm saying is, if we are sitting for 530 years, not me, indigenous, you know, my indigenous brother and his ancestors, and, you know, the poor, you know what I mean, African people that were stolen from Africa and they brought over here, you know, the problem is over here. Over here, they listen to Uncle Sam. Okay, we're going to give you a leash. Here you go. You know what I mean? Here's your leash. Okay? We're going to extend it. You know, we're going to extend that leash for you. Here you go, Dougie. Here you go. You know what I mean? We're going to give you a little bit. You know? So they extend this leash a little bit. Then after what happens, they do crackdowns. They start cracking down on everybody. They crack down left and right and up and down and start, you know. The problem is, you're right, what you said before, okay? You're absolutely right, what you said. You want freedom, I want love. Everybody wants freedom, but you have to give love. I'm sorry. Without love, you're not going to get nowhere. I love everybody. I respect everybody, you know. But there is something, I'm going to go back to the Middle East. So this brother, he told me, he goes, I looked at him and I said, do you want a revolution? And he goes, yes, I want a revolution. This person, you know, he killed himself. I said, okay. I said, you need to put religion all aside. He goes, what? I said, you have to put religion all aside. I don't, look, brother, I respect your show. You know what I mean? But I'm going to tell you something. This generation right now, they do not want, you know what I mean? They don't want to be controlled. They don't want a belief on top of their head telling them what to do. You know what I mean? A lot of people who are listening to me today, they know, okay? They know I'm Muslim. They know, okay? They know also that I was married to a Christian wife. Pentecostal wife. They know also I'm part of the LGBT movement, okay? On top of that. So what did I do in 2011? I smacked it all together and I told everybody, are you guys ready for a revolution? But you need to put your differences aside. And go, what do you mean? I said, look, I know my father's religious. I know everybody's religious. You know what I mean? You put that aside, and I swear to God, everybody will unite together, and that's what we have seen in 2020 over here, 2020, okay, after George Floyd. They came together. They unified Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Hindu, Buddhist, everybody came into one circle, and guess what? They took on the whole entire system. The waves, like 2011, started over here. But what happened is, over here, they have a leash on everybody's neck. And once everything died down and quiets, and they heard all the people back in, you know what I mean? Then after they start pounding the poor people, you know, they start pounding people, you know what I mean? Okay, you said this in the protest. You said that in the protest. You said this in the protest. How many people showed up at my house, you know what I mean, after the protest? Oh, my God, you know, I saw the whole entire government sitting outside my house. And I came out and I said, what's your issue? What's your problem? They go, it's what you said. It's what you wrote online. I tell them over and over and over again. I said, this is my right. I love my country. I love my people. I love everybody to be free. I tell them that. I tell them I'm not religious. I believe in God. I believe in God, but I'm not going to shove, you know, religion down people's throats. And that's how you get things done. I hope you could understand that, brothers. You know what I mean? All the brothers
understand,
are listening.
I understand you.
You know what I mean? So the thing is, if we want something that what happened in 2011, you know, we could make it happen. Because when we were in the Arab Spring protest, we started from Tunis, we went through Libya, we went through Egypt, you know what I mean? And now it's stuck in Syria for the last 10 years. But guess what? Very soon it's going to move on again. Because what is happening in Lebanon, you know what I mean? I'm not jumping to the Middle East. I'm trying to give you an idea, you know? Everybody tells me, Turtle Island, Turtle Island, Turtle Island. But what are you all sitting, okay? You're sitting, you're listening to me. You're sitting and listening to me. You're not engaging. I've been right now talking for the last 15 minutes. This is your voices, people. Indigenous voices of people. This show is for all of you. And mind you, brother, it's not only in America. I have a satellite system right now, you know, broadcasting this all over the world. I don't have a problem with my own show. But on this show, you want to unite us, brother? You want to put us all together? You know what I mean? You need to open your heart for love. That's what you need to do. I understand, you know, the belief. I understand. I respect everybody's belief. But this generation, this kid, you know, not kid generation, but this young generation, they are uniting. You know what I mean? They are already united under Black Lives Matter. Now, a lot of brothers, you know, started calling me up and they go, hey, brother, you go to pray on Friday, right? I said, yes, I go to pray on Fridays, but guess what? That's none of your business, bro. This is between myself and God. And this is what, you know, the youth around me start respecting me and loving me because I don't let religion control me. And this is what this America that we are living on, this is what they did. They tainted, you know, they played with the minds of the indigenous people and said, you know something, your belief is nothing, it's garbage. Guess what? Come to my Christianity, I'm going to give you something better. And guess what? They sold out their own soul to the white devil's religion. There you go. And now, you know, I talk to different indigenous people and they go, oh, Jesus Christ loves you. I said, I do understand that. Jesus Christ does love me, but guess what? What are you doing for your own people? Your people are still living on reservations. They're not living in their native areas. It's occupied by other people, guess what? And you tell me Jesus loves you? You're a hypocrite, bro. And they tell me, well, what do you expect us to do? And I said, bro, if somebody's stealing my home, my land, you think I'm going to sit my ass over here? No. I'm going to be like a Palestinian. I'm going to be like a Palestinian prancing all over town. You know what I mean? Standing up for my home. And this is what I, you know, this generation, like, it kills me. When I go to a powwow, no disrespect to my older brother, Kanupa, you know what I mean? But I go up to the young, and I said, hey, bro, would you like to, like, you know, kick it with us, learn about history? Ah, man, this is not for me. This is not my, you know, this is not my cup of coffee. I said, damn, bro. That means you're colonized. I understand, you know, everybody, we're trying to teach our young, you know, we're trying to teach our young the traditional ways, the traditional beliefs, but at the same time, you know, the old school needs to learn the new school, even if you do not agree. Look, there's a lot of things I do not agree, okay? I keep it to myself. I say, look, Lord, there's some things I don't agree, okay? There's some things I don't agree, but guess what? If I keep on shoving down, you know, tell, okay, hada haram, this is not good. Hada haram, this is haram. You know, they're going to look at me and say, you know something, bro? You know, we understand, you know, have a nice day, goodbye. Guess what? You're going to keep on running in circles. You're going to keep on running in circles, and guess what? There's no support. That's why, like, when I go to Friday prayers, okay? When I'm at Friday prayers, you know, I write, God, or the Creator, is blessing me in this place. This is what I say. This is what I do. You know what I mean? And it shows others, you know what I mean? I'm not, you know, going, oh, what you're doing is wrong. You know, this is the problem. And this is why the whole Middle East is still on fire. Because it is old thinking versus new thinking. This is what's happening. So once we get started, you know what I mean, to change the mindset, all of us, all the mindset, and think about more love, okay, and more freedom for everybody, you're going to see change, more change happen. Not only in Tartalina, we're talking about Africa too. We're talking about the Middle East. Right now, the Middle East is going, it's fired up right now. Again, the Middle East is going to have an Arab Spring number two. Arab Spring number two. It's happening as we speak. And everybody's getting aboard. We are getting ready for another Arab Spring revolution. And it's coming. It's going to come much stronger. And I'm just going to tell you, everybody who's listening, even if you don't agree with what is happening in this world, okay, they are still your ally. You got that? They are still your ally. I had one person that come up to me the other day, and he goes, you know something, brother? We see something on the flag on your post saying, we see LGBT Palestinian flag. And I said, yep. You got a problem with it? And he goes, well, brother, I said, look, your opinion is your opinions, and that's it. You know what I mean? Don't cross over, don't cross over my line. Am I helping your people? And he goes, yes, I am. I said, okay. That's what I'm trying to get here, brother. You know, and everybody's listening. You want...
Okay, my question is this. Everybody's life matters, but I'm going to say this.
No, I just
they got the slogan that Black Lives Matter. The question is, to whom does Black Lives Matter to? Who does it matter to? It sure doesn't matter to the police because they're killing people. It sure doesn't matter to the white people. So who does the Black Lives Matter to?
Who do you think Black Lives Matter to? No. Who does Black Lives Matter? It's people of color, right? Who is getting...
I mean, I'm just asking a question. You got a slogan, Black Lives Matter. To whom does Black Lives Matter to? Because you got a lot of people that they don't really care about nobody's life because they're so cold and calculated. So if you don't care about your own life, then nobody else should care about their own life. I mean, you know, it's a thing that everybody's life matters because everybody's worth something, you know. And everybody should have the opinion that your life is valuable too. But
okay.
There's an opinion that people don't think people's life is worth nothing. Because that's why they're killing them.
They don't. Look, the reason why they're killing them is because it's a design. It's a design, for God's sakes. Let's go back. You know, how many thousand years back do you want to go? You want to go back to the days of Egypt? How, you know, and African people were treated. Racism happened 3,000 years back, too. How the African, you know, brothers, you know what I mean, black brothers were treated by, you know, by their Europeans. It's history repeating itself. History repeating itself. But guess what? We're in 2022. And now everybody's awake. Everybody's listening. Everybody's ready to go. So Black Lives Matter means more, because over here, Black Lives Matter, give me an example. Police officer pulls over a black guy. Tell me exactly what happens. I'm listening.
Say that again.
Police officer pulls over a black guy. What happens?
He gets dead.
See?
What I'm saying is this. I mean, if you roll over a black cat, I mean, there's two things. You even kill them or you lame them, you know. But, I mean, you know, it's the same like people. You can kill somebody or you can lame somebody, you know. But the question is that who does – do you have a value for your life? Because other people don't think your life was nothing because they're killing you. And the slogan is, does Black Lives Matter? The question is, to whom does Black Lives Matter to? So, you know, because, like I said, everybody has a value and self-worth or something, but, you know, the young people, they're out of their mind. They don't care who you are. And they are very disrespectful to the elderly people. They don't trust
them. Wait a minute. Hold on. Not all young people are disrespectful.
I'm not categorizing everybody. I didn't say everybody. I just said young people. I didn't say every young people is disrespectful. It's like I'm not categorizing anybody. I'm just saying everybody. You know, I'm just saying you got a lot of young people very disrespectful. You got a lot of people disrespectful. But I'm just saying that. There's a lot of people out there that respect and have no respect for nobody, not even for themselves.
So that's
an awareness that people must understand that the people don't have no trust in people anymore. And that now, not only they don't have no trust, they don't have no love for nobody anymore. Our society is not a we society. It's based on the individual stuff, the collective.
This goes back, brother, okay? Respect your elders. Respect your mom and dad. This goes back to the Ten Commandments, even. You know what I mean? But my question to you is, okay, this problem here, okay, I'm going to flip this over. This major problem is this design, the one who designed this situation, which is called divide and conquer, okay? How is the best way to divide and conquer? They divide and conquer with the relationships. They divide and conquer with the family. I don't come from a perfect family either, brother, okay? I don't. And the thing is, if there's parents out there who's listening to the show today, the root cause, the root problem is family, which is a child. You have a child born, okay? Your child, that's your child. Everything around that child, once that child comes to life, comes to this earth produced by mom and dad, as an example, okay? The rest of your lives doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you that from now. It belongs to the child. And if you're going to be selfish, wanting to do, go play football with your friends, and mom is too busy, you know, chatterbox with her friend on the phone, that child is going to keep on suckling and asking for attention from mom and dad, mom and dad, mom and dad. And the same thing that is happening with society now. So what happens is, everybody knows, mom is not paying attention, dad is not paying attention to the child. The child is going to leave. You know what I mean? He's going to start figuring out his own way. Later down the road, that child, you know, forgets what the whole family structure is all about because there's nobody around to live them. The child, you know what I mean, starts to get arrogant, but mostly angry. Angry at mom and dad. So guess what? He's going to start lashing out. And there's many, you know, there's many elders that call me up and they go, hey, my grandson doesn't listen to me. Hey, my son doesn't listen to me. Hey, you know, my kids are supposed to respect their grandma, you know, and what popped out of my mouth is the first thing. And they said, okay, what did you do to that child? And they go, excuse me? And I said, what did you do to your child? Did you pay attention to them? Were you there in their lives? Were you there when they needed you? How do you expect them to respect you and respect their elders if you did not give the hours to your children? And then after they go, well, I said, no, this is excuses. Don't give me excuses right now. And they go, how about your life? And I said, you don't want to know about my life. Because I, look, brothers and sisters and everybody listening, I didn't have a great life either, okay, between my parents. But gratefully, there was one elder, which is my, or two elders, which were my grandparents. My grandparents were there for me more than my parents. And I respect my grandparents, and I made them my parents. And this goes back around, you know, and there's people out there who don't have any moms or dads or whatnot and raised up by society. And sadly, you know, I hear over and over and over again, not take over this whole show, brother, okay? But when you keep on saying, respect your elders, respect the elders, respect the ancestors, respect the elders. I want to know why, you know what I mean? Why that child, why that father, or why that parent, you know what I mean, doesn't respect their own mom, or respect their own dad, or respect the preacher, or care less. You know what I mean? So it goes all the way back to the home. Do you agree? Yes or not? Hello?
Hold on for a second. Sometimes you say the truth, sometimes I don't agree with you. For one thing, you're right. They're, like I've told you before, because you have a child to make your parent, you know. It's about raising a child, you know, giving the full attention. But on the flip side of stuff, you can have a child and you give them the best education, give them the best love, both parents. You can raise this child, give them the best school, and, you know, and raise them with morals, with values. But when you reach a certain age, you got to understand you reach a certain age, then he has his own mind. He's having his own choice. Then he goes out in the street and hang with the wrong type of people. Then all of a sudden his whole character starts changing. It's not always the mother and the parents that disrespect the child. Sometimes the child gets into the wrong company and starts going bad. You can have the best parents in the world, but if you get around the wrong crowd, things become corrupted.
Exactly. Does anybody else want to give their 2 cents on this?
Society influence does not help children either. It doesn't go all the way back to the parents. When you have society out here that is teaching children to be hoochie, to be mouthy, it's not just their friends, it's not just the parents. It's an array of different things in this life today. You said it yourself. Somebody can be the best parent. They can be there for their kids. They can go work, come home, be there for the kids, do their thing. Let's go outside. Let's spend time together. But when the kids are more veered toward all this society debauchery out here, they get conditioned to that, and they like that more than they like, hey, I want to go over here and listen to Mom tell me a story. So kids do get disrespectful because, like you said, they fall into the influences. But society is putting a lot of those bad influences out here. Everywhere you look, it's there. There's some parents in homes that, yes, the parents are being bad parents. There's some parents are being half parents. But there's some parents are being full parents. And each one of those sets of parents still have trouble for these kids. And I take it back to society influences. Look out here today, these kids out here, they like the cars, they like the clubs, they like the music, they like the hoochiness, they like that. Yes, these kids got a mind of their own. But these kids nowadays are worse than they ever were. Yes, that parent can sit there and tell that kid, you don't talk to me that way. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Because they learn that out there in society.
Yeah, this is very true. That society has perpetrated a lot of falsehood, a false narrative, not only to the older generation, but definitely to the younger generation. Why? Because they want to go after the grassroots so that they can indoctrinate them to be subservient in every form and fashion of their want. You know, to be a economic slavery, to moral slavery, to, you know, and however you want to pronounce it, slavery or bad behavior, or, you know, it all boils down to good morals or bad morals, you know, good morality or bad morality. In ancient time, we had societies where, like I say, not too far back in ancient time, back to the 60s, back to the 50s, 30s, 40s, when we still had communities that were villages that reared children with the mother, the father, the auntie, the grandma, the grandpas, extended care. The you know, even the neighbors had love for one another's children to the point that they were all had a hand in the education and the guiding and the direction of the youth so that they could be productive members of the village society or you know, tribe or however, you know, infrastructure. But just here recently, because we have a entity that we fight against, and that's this evil oppression, be it white supremacy or any other kind of supremacy, this type of corruption brought upon the people, mainly poor people, this type of indoctrination and centrism destroys the moral fiber of the people. So that's why we always stress to get close to the Creator, be close to nature, close to the earth. When I say close to the earth, I mean in tune with things, the vibrations of earth, the magnetic forces of the earth, the gardening, the food rearing, the life of different plant life, animal life, the elements, to be in tune with these things. That I don't need a clock to tell me that it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I know it's 4 o'clock by the type of light in the sky or the singing of the birds. You know, you're in tune with the atmosphere. You know, mm-hmm. A storm is coming because of you feel it in the air, the temperature, the humidity, the barometric change. If you are in tune, but if you're not in tune, you're oblivious. You know, it's sneaking up on you. Why? Because your whole system, your whole aura is in a different place. It's out of balance. So too much involvement in the worldly affair of commerce and exchange, and you forget about this simple thing of staying well hydrated, drinking water. You're so engrossed in chasing the dollar and making the ends meet, trying to meet the demands of a corrupt society, that you neglect to feed yourself proper nutrition. You start eating junk food on the fly. You know, it's got all the rainbow colors of the spectrum of the flowers and the fruits and vegetables, but it's plastic packaging. And in it is processed material which originated from the earth, but has been corrupted through stripping and bleaching and enriching and all these different forms of preserving it and transforming it to something that will have a shelf life to put profit and gain in the pockets of rich and powerful corporations, mainly run by European people who came here to seek their fortune. And that same ideology still goes on today in this theft and corruption, because once we boil it all back down, manifest destiny and divine destiny and all these other falsehoods is what fostered these false beliefs and false behaviors. And now there's a spiritual awakening and spiritual consciousness of the people waking up. So we keep inviting one another to stand up straight, to be morally right, to be morally straight, to honor and respect each other and respect the parents, to do honest dealings, trade and commerce and so forth, and not be in debauchery and ruthlessness and all these different attributes which destroy the soul, destroy the spirit, and it destroy your nature so that you cannot perform. And that's what we see what's happening to our children. It's all the involvement of the social media, the narcissism of, hey, look at me. Everybody wants to be a Hollywood star on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then,
yeah, what's wrong with
you? You know, all these type of behaviors leads to one's own destruction. So we answer the solution to a lot of this problem is, first of all, one must clean his heart from all these different type of behaviors, with the fact that the Creator who created you and gave you all these lovely gifts is going to hold you accountable. And if you don't believe that, look around. Look at how nature destroys neighborhoods, cities, towns with floods, winds. Creator can just take us out with like nothing.
But his mercy, his forgiveness is far exceed his wrath and punishment, his divine anger. So even Mother Earth, how easy could she wipe us out? But she still provide for us, give us food, replenishing the waters through the rain, the cycle of the clouds and the evaporation of the oceans to give us fresh water. That's a great mercy. And we take these things for granted, and we neglect our children in teaching them these straight things and reminding them even after they become adults. We have to stay steadfast as a parent. The heart of the mother, so much so, is the story of the one who sacrificed his mother's heart for the life of the world. And the heart spoke to him, said, "Oh, my son, you fell and hurt yourself." After sacrificing the mother, because the love of the mother for the child is unbelievably misunderstood. Creator said, after him come the mother, the mother, the mother, and then the father. So the mother being the womb, being the sacred place of the progeneration of more life, like the tree that give life every year, the symbol of the sun dance, rejuvenation of life, the tree. That's the woman, the male and the female. We out of balance, and our children become out of balance because we've strayed away from that path. A lot of people want to pronounce it in a lot of different ways, but it boils down to a very simple equation. And until we use that as our guide and solution, we'll always be stumbling over these continued problems. This is a balance, right and left, up and down, dark and light. But when we're out of balance, you know, what happened? What happened if we don't sleep? If you stay up too long, what's going to happen to you?
I get groggy when I don't sleep. I get pissed off.
You see, you start going out of whack because you need sleep to stay balanced. What happened if you don't drink water? After 5-6 days, you perish. Brain shut down. You start getting delirious. Blood pressure go off. Kidneys start working. Stroke happen. So these are the personal issues that we have. And until we set right within ourselves, it becomes difficult for us to face the incidents and deal with the situation of the oppression. But she too is vicious. Because he don't have guidance. He refused to follow that true road. And whoever don't follow that road, what path is he going to be on? Corruption. Simple.
I want to ask.
No gray area. Are you straight or are you crooked? It's one of the two.
I want to ask
Go ahead.
A question.
Go ahead.
Okay. This is a major question, actually. First of all, I want to pray for all the kids that they found under those boarding schools, okay? And this goes back to love and goes back to freedom, too, at the same time. I'm going to ask the question to all the elders who are older than me. I know, because I see this, you know, in my grandma's face, because she told me before how horrific these children's schools on Turtle Island, and at the same time, these schools, it's not only society, mind you, okay? It's not only society. These kids, a lot of these indigenous kids that grew up as adults and have kids, okay, pass through PTSD, pass through depression, pass through hell, you know, coming out of religious institutions at the same time. I was asking an elder one time, and I said, why is your son so angry at you? And she goes, it's my fault. This is an elder telling me this, and I was like 21 years old. And I said, why? And I said, I was not able to look beyond my suffering, beyond what happened to me, you know, at the boarding schools. And mind you, brother, I went through similar school in Saudi Arabia. They called Al-Manhaj Al-Kiya, you know, school for boys, okay? And I went through the same horror. Exactly the same horror, you know, beating, eat deprivation, the whole nine yards. And I tried to tell my dad, hey, Pop, this is happening to me in this school. Hey, Pop, this is happening. He goes, oh, I don't believe you. I said, okay. Go back, you know, to those prisons in school but with the Catholics, for God's sake. Those kids, you know, this generation, I call it this generation, the young generation or the old generation or whatever, I call it the third generation. This generation that we're in, what's going on? Anyway, this generation that we are in right now, okay, I call that the recovery generation because everything that in the past is exposed. This is the generation 2022 actually is exposing the past and correcting, you know, this is not the future. No, mind you. This is actually like the movie.
Okay. Okay, hold on. We got Chanupa and the youth gathering on the phone, folks. We got a youth gathering going on down in Fire Ridge Reservation, and we got Chanupa Guha Money just came
right
on from the broadcasting from the youth gathering. Go ahead, Chanupa.
Hold on. All right, hold on. We're going to let you guys listen to Anki. Hold on.
Medicine for herself. I mean, we talked to great-grandpa. He's got two brothers. Two brothers. With some evil hawk, a gentleman. Medicine for herself. But some medicine for herself. I think I want to come. No, you want to take some of the job in the pin. But the medicine was delayed. What kind of job get it? When you do when you check the point, you be what kind of job you have. It's a, it's a, look at the afternoon before such a softness. It's just a mishazard come on, get it. You can. It's a, 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 it's Iglaka Yamske, Canada Chetka. I have a meet her, the public opa, the medicine was the opa, H. Canada Clay Booker, H. Atohan Booker, what's on books, a sketch, I'm not good, popular maternal grip, the medicine was the we are Xi, okay, she was at the Xi Glina, the popular fight for the Meridian and over there. You come. He had done, he's got some kids. The mother's been. We just like let me talk about the Daniel Madison was itself. The picture of TG was over here. Hey, Junior, he said, Junior Madison was. Well, here on the head, she had seen the head, she took care. Remember Mary, Holy Bear of Lenaco. When you call head, she had some coach and go out of it. Madison was it, as a. There is a merch at the Hamakosi, but I have not done enough. You're crying, me is crying. 1965, I had to give it. Had to give it. 1 week later, you give scare. And I need to ask a half time. 1 week later, you give scare. That's a kiss, that's a, it's a video to ask it. Or junior here. Junior here, so I had a kiss, the second World War veterans are. When I said, honey, how? What's a, hey, so he's got a blocking, that's a, he's got a, hey, Canada's a, you just say, you have a key, it's a, we don't see that's a, she couldn't properly believe they got married and they had just 1 year when he died. Which is a hair of luck in the sky, I was feeling what he got of me. Naha, okay, Mr. Ileapi, Leiska. Okay. What's your name?
The Missouri River, Kiera, land of Mars, Skinner. They just are there watching the Holy Bear out, Miss Yabley. It's a hook for which I have it, he said. It's your ego music. Back at the Hickory, so she teaches again. Then I. We had to keep on crying. Because in the back of it, we don't hate each other. Tear don't go. Pahom will don't go.
And these younger people don't know what's going on over here. 1973, we have a really bad time, hard time. The whole magazine of the goons and stuff, and they give us a bad time. I thought they shoot at us. And it was way silly, they beat them up. Thought that we have a really hard time. Did we shoot at our house too? Yes, here, what's your name? Can you phone call on what's your name, sir? Everything, he said, yeah. There's one leader, he's a, I don't know what to call him. Yeah, Johnson. The leader, he's a leader in class. They give us a hard time. Sarah, Nakujaku Kok, Shiza Ruksha Hakala. If I remember, I'll tell you before you guys go home.
All right. Thank you, Twain. Both of you are something that sucks. Okay, I'm going to turn the microphone back over to the radio show. You guys, Jabril, you still there with us?
Oh, yeah, we're still here.
Okay, all right. So I need you to give the youth some encouragement, and then at the same time, we're going to sing for Auntie.
All right. Okay.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the youth gathering. And we honor you for coming out and spending your time coming to the gathering and learning some of the traditional teachings. And it's an honor to be part of you guys gathering, although we couldn't make it out there. We're out in Michigan, but we're there in spirit. And we did our best to try to support from over here because we are fighting every day on the battlefront to free our people with freedom, independence, and self-determination. In order to for us to succeed as a free people, we have to re-embrace that freedom and independence that the great Creator gave us. And He gave us this independence, and He gave us a land base, a nation state. He gave us parents, grandparents, and He gave us an ancient teaching. As long as you stay close to the great Creator and you stay in tune with Mother Earth and all of the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom, and with the water, the mountains, the grass, the rivers, you stay in tune with these things, the great Creator will guide you and you will have a prosperous life. But be wary, beware of the evil that wishes to destroy you. The things of desire, the things our society teaches us which is good that we know is not good because the heart tells you that which is good and that which is not good, just like the parents told us what was good and what was not good. Stay close to the elders. Serve your people. This is the way of the Tatsunza Okolokiche, the Strong Heart Warrior Society. It's an honor to be a member and a supporter of the Strong Heart Warrior Society, to be able to honor parents and grandparents, such as Grandma right there where you guys are, who just spoke to us, Grandma Bernice. She's one of the pioneers. She spoke in 1973, which was a crucial time on Pine Ridge and a lot of other reservations and a lot of other places for indigenous people all across Turtle Island. It was a time of turmoil. They called it the goon era that she spoke about over there. And from many ancient times, 1890, so much history over there, 1876. And the Black Hills being a very sacred place, so you have a sacred responsibility as the young people of the Lakota Nation, of the Oglala and the other sister bands to walk this road. So we encourage you as a youth to support your ancient societies, to support your elders, to be merciful to your younger brothers and sisters, and try to stay on the straight path of life, which you call the red road. We call it Sirata Mustaqim, the straight road. So meaning the same thing, that you walk in honor, you live in honor, and it's an honor to be able to say a few words to you and thank you for this honor. And we love you, and we support you, and our prayers are with you. And you have our brother there, Chinupa Gluha Money, if you ever need to reach out to us. I have your support.
Okay.
Thank you, Chinupa.
All right, appreciate that. All of the people that we're gonna do an honoring for Auntie with both flags of the American Indian Movement and Strong Heart Warrior flag. And all you family members, come here. Stand behind Auntie. Come on. We want this film for the people out there. This is what we're going to do for her in honor of Kakoja Joe and the youth gathering. These flags are very instrumental and important to us because we've done a lot of courageous work. So
you people on the radio show, get ready for this. And this is the song that we're going to sing in honor of Aunt Bernice and the family of the White Hawk here on Manderson in the state of South Dakota. So this is the song we're going to contribute to all of you with both flags. Okay. And there's youth gathering. The listening audience on the radio show, I want this to go live to everybody that participated. And all you guys, Joe, how goes it, Joe? Come here. Hold on, Jabril. I'm going to have Joe say a few words of why he put this youth gathering on. So here he is.
No, I put this on, you know, so that the youth can understand that what we do, you know, there's a lot of districts out there, all the youth, you know, they don't know nothing about these ways. They don't go to church, you know, they don't know Inipi, you know, they don't know these ceremonies. You know, they say they're too little to learn these things, but no, that's wrong. No, they can start learning and pay attention. That way, when they get older, they would already know how and what to do around here. You know, so I'm willing to start a little account so they can learn how to sing and put up teepees and learn how to build a sweat lodge and learn how to sing songs and all those kind of types of things, you know, especially the ceremonies, the womanhood ceremony and the warrior ceremonies, becoming a young man ceremony, all the damn things, bring them back to our ways and teach these little guys how to speak Lakota and this language, to learn it. That's about it there.
All right.
That was my grandson, Joe. Vina, come here. Come here, Vina. My sister's going to give you guys a little words of encouragement and understanding of why she's participating and supporting her grandson. So here she is, my sister.
Hello. I've had a talk with Chanupa one day, and I told him that as a mother and grandmother that we're really feeling bad because of what's going on in Manderson. Like the youth, they were drinking alcohol and mostly with vodka. That's really, it's really bad. It kills the people here. And there's a lot of mess that came out, and it's and it causes a lot of hardship for everybody in the family. And I told Chanupa that I don't know who to talk to, who's going to help us, what we can do about it. And he came, you know, right away. He helped us, gave us advice and what we can do, and he can help us. And I'm really thankful for him to be able to, you know, help us this way. And I'm really proud of my grandson, Baby Joe. He's really young and he's alcohol free. And I'm really proud that he's living this life. He's been in this and that since he was a little boy. And that's his way of life that he knows and he loves. And being so strong, a young man, that I'm really proud of him, that I want to support him in the best way I can. So I look forward to the future for him and his family. And I have great grandchildren now, and I'm still having grandkids. And then just my mom's 90 years old, and she's got great, great grandchildren now, five generations now. She's really a strong woman. Back in 73, she became a American Indian Movement. In 72, she got a card from Dennis Banks, and she's really proud of that. And she's really a strong woman. You know, she helped us. She took up for the people here, and she fought against you know, the goon squad. And man, we went hand to hand fight that went on back in those days, and it was a good time then, but it was kind of scary and hard. And then eventually it went into Sundance, and a lot of things happened during that time, and after it came up to like 100 Sundances now. It's good to hear and see, and I'm really thankful. Last month we had our first meeting here, and the boys had really felt good about it. And they sang and sang and sang, and they just really love the music, and it touches their heart. And I know it does, because whenever I hear music, I hear Lakota music, any kind of songs, it kind of touches my heart, and it, sometimes it makes me want to cry. And I'm really thankful that Chanupa's here for helping us get on our feet with our the youth here. It's really something to be a dog soldier. Is on all these societies that the men were that happened long time ago, 100 years ago. They had this the men doing all these things for the people, and it eventually kind of got lost during in the in boarding school days. I'm a boarding school survivor, and I don't talk about it very much, but when I do, I've been telling about the stories, and they cry when they can't believe it, that we lived at boarding school. But I live from it, and I try to make my life and my children's life better. Being Lakota is really hard. It's just Lakota Oteseke. It's really hard. It's a hard life, but it's our life. We love it. It's everyday life. It's our family. Families, we're all together here on this reservation. It's no matter how poor it is, we have our culture and our language, our music, our ceremonies, everything, we have it right here. And I'm just so proud to be here right now at this moment. And I'm just glad to be here today. Thank you, Chinupa.
Oh,
Jabril. You guys hear that? That was my sister giving you her feelings of what she participated in. So, we have a few minutes left, so we want to all say thank you for allowing us to come on the radio show. And all of you, man, let your war cries out so these guys can hear you. Go ahead, come on. Akisha. All right, man, we'll let you guys go, and thank you for participating with us, man. We love you guys, Jabril.
All right, welcome. Hey,
Jabril.
We love all everybody out there. We love you, Chinupa, and thank you, everybody, for
we love you,
coming on and coming on the show. And much success, and let's plan for the next youth gathering. Let's not let it stop here. Let's plan the next one.
All right, we'll do it. Thank you, Wokila, for having us. Aho.
Aho.
Gabriel.
Yes.
Hello, Gabriel.
Yeah, we hear you. David.
Yeah, anyway, great words of wisdom. I just wanted to add a little words of advice, if I may.
Oh, most definitely. Come on board.
It's critical in these times that people learn how to meditate, which is a way to still the mind and which gets you in touch with source energy, great creator, great spirit. It's critical because there's so many distractions and our minds are so full of different programs that are running that we're not even aware of. And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
So you have to learn simple meditation techniques. And one of the best ways of doing it, because you were talking about walking, it's so powerful about earthing, and of course this is Native American wisdom, is to walk on the earth without shoes and lie on the earth, because the earth is a great being and you can receive all this love and energy from Mother Earth, not only from the sun, but from the earth itself by walking barefoot, which is an ancient knowledge among Native American indigenous people. So the other thing is hydration. I would just leave this other thought, particularly because of all the addictions, I'm talking about food, is to practice, and you can look this up. It's called intermittent fasting. You're aware of that, right, Gabriel?
Yeah, we're aware of it.
Which means you don't eat food for like 16 hours or 7. It is the most powerful thing you can do to restore your health, as well as drinking lots of water. It's called intermittent fasting. Once you start doing it, it becomes quite natural. You start consciously under-consuming food, and your body readjusts, and you get a lot more energy. And at the same time, it allows your body to detoxify itself from whatever you put in there, from drugs or junk food or God knows what. It also has a way of people who've been vaccinated to get rid of a lot of the toxins that have been in the vaccines. I mean, these are big subjects. Intermittent fasting, meditation, walking barefoot, singing, dancing. That's my offering for today.
We thank you for that. We thank you for that that advice and appreciate it.
And also, they had a big gathering out in California that Dr. Raphael told us about. You want to tell the people about that, Raphael?
Sure. Well, it was a global peace meditation for 20 minutes. I wasn't there, but we have these link-ups through the Internet and reaching hundreds of thousands of people, and people are doing OM. Of course, you know the sound of the OM. We're doing a very powerful chant, but the OM is the key one. You just do OM, which is the vibration of peace, which is Sanskrit. So there were tens of thousands of people in L.A. in the park for 20 minutes praying, invoking, meditating for peace, and that ripple went all over the planet. And this is the things we need to be doing now to counter and to raise the consciousness, to get ourselves out of the fear-based, hate divisive worlds that we found ourselves stuck in. We have to move beyond that into unity, into love, into oneness, and ultimately into freedom.
Yep, so in that we see that the people around the world are trying to move towards a spiritual consciousness and peace amongst people, and this is with the creator love, the one who brings peace amongst men, because the one who's a warmonger, who brings division and hatred and greed and warfare and bloodshed, this is not a good way. It's not a good path. And it's done for profit and greed at the expense of many nations and many women, children, and elders globally. And being my country being a testing ground, and then they took the show on the road, and now it's done worldwide. And throughout the ages, many nations have enslaved other nations. And it's not a good policy, not a good practice, and it's something that we intend to eradicate here on Turtle Island, that we must bring back the indigenous way of loving one another and having a close kinship and close association to one another in a righteous form. And we thank everybody for calling the Indigenous Voices of the People and coming on the radio show. And we hope to have you back next week on Indigenous Voices of the People. We're out of time. And we thank everybody for calling in and expressing your views and sharing your knowledges. And we love everybody out there. Remember, freedom, independence, and self-determination is the key, folks. Bless you. And
until next time, people, same time, same station.
Yep.
Take care.
What we were talking about next week.
Okay. Take care.
Go ahead. Inshallah. To the next.